I have used a pseudonym. No one, including myself, has interviewed the U.S. Navy SEALs who were on the mission. The anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks proved another very useful source of information. By consulting leaked classified documents about Guantanamo, I was better able to map out bin Laden's movements after the 9/11 attacks and to reconstruct how CIA officials were able to zero in on the courier who led them to the al-Qaeda leader's front door. Because a U.S. government document is secret does not, of course, guarantee that it is accurate. And so I did my best to cross-reference those documents with a variety of other accounts and sources. This reporting was supplemented by additional interviews with former CIA officials and U.S. military officers involved in the hunt for bin Laden in the decade after 9/11 and multiple trips to Afghanistan to retrace bin Laden's footsteps at the Battle of Tora Bora, where he managed to evade the grasp of the United States during the winter of 2001. When I met bin Laden back in 1997, it was outside the Afghan city of Jalalabad and close to the mountains of Tora Bora, the region from which, 4 years later, just months after 9/11, he would stage one of history's great disappearing acts and become the subject of the most intensive and expensive manhunt of all time. It was perhaps fitting that, a decade later, on the moonless night of May 1st,